Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, January 15th. Former Governor Rick Snyder and eight others were formally charged yesterday with crimes related to the Flint water crisis. Steve Carmody reports.
It was an extraordinary moment in a Genesee County courtroom.
This is case number 21G00046SM, People of the State of Michigan versus Richard Dale Snyder.
The former governor was arraigned on misdemeanor willful neglect of duty charges. But Rick Snyder's court case overshadowed more serious charges against more than a half dozen former state officials, including nine involuntary manslaughter charges against two former state health department officials. Solicitor General Fadwa Hamoud says the Flint water crisis is not a relic of the past.
At this very moment, the people of Flint continue to suffer from the categorical failure of public officials at all levels of government.
If convicted, former Governor Rick Snyder could face a year in jail, while some of his former staffers could be facing decades in prison if convicted of the most serious charges. I'm Steve Carmody.
Earlier this week, the FBI issued a bulletin warning of potential violence by pro-Trump protesters at Capitol buildings in all 50 states and in Washington, D.C. A demonstration is planned for the Michigan Capitol on Sunday. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says there will be a heavy law enforcement presence in Lansing this weekend.
The Michigan National Guard is in coordination with the Michigan State Police and Lansing Police Department. Beyond that, we do not, as a general matter, share more intricate details of what those preparations look like.
Whitmer says there is no specific threat of an attack, adding that police are seeing, quote, chatter about violence on social media. Two Democratic state lawmakers are introducing resolutions calling for the investigation and censure of Republican Representative Matt Maddock. Representative Abraham Ayash is introducing one of the resolutions. He says Maddock has been a leading voice in an ongoing effort to undermine the legitimacy of Joe Biden's presidential victory. Ayash says Maddock has repeatedly pushed election fraud lies.
If we're not holding Rep. Maddock accountable now, it's going to open the door for someone else to do something worse later.
A spokesperson for Republican House Speaker Jason Wentworth said he's seen no evidence that justifies censure. He said the resolutions would not be brought up for a vote. Maddock did not respond to a request for comment. Starting next week, the Lansing Mall will be a COVID-19 vaccination site for those who work and live in Barry and Eaton counties. Michelle Jokishpolo has more on that.
The vaccinations, which begin Monday at the Lansing Mall, will be by appointment only. Sarah Serna is the Community Health Promotion Specialist for the Barry Eaton District Health Department.
The Lansing Mall provides a good, large space for us to vaccinate large amounts of people safely with a large clinic while keeping social distancing, while having a capacity to give a lot of simultaneous appointments.
Serna says appointments are only available for healthcare workers, frontline workers like police and teachers, and those 65 years and older. So far, more than 3,000 people living and working in Barry and Eaton counties have received a COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.
28 protesters with Detroit's Black Lives Movement were handed a legal victory yesterday. As Eli Newman reports, a judge in the 36th District Court dismissed some of their criminal cases without prejudice.
That means city attorneys can attempt to prosecute the cases again if they provide certain evidence like the names of arresting officers. John Royal, with the Detroit chapter of the National Lawyers Guild, is defending many who were charged by the city. He says the dismissal supports the claim that people were unlawfully arrested.
Many of these protesters were arrested without probable cause. Some were severely injured and beaten by Detroit police in the course of being arrested.
Royal says the precedent could apply to hundreds of other defendants appearing before different judges. And the dismissal could play into a federal civil rights complaint against the city made by the Detroit Will Breathe protest group. I'm Eli Newman.
In our weather forecast, it'll be cloudy around the region today. Drizzle, rain, and snow showers are all possible for the Lower Peninsula, although not much accumulation is expected. North of the Mackinac Bridge, drizzle, freezing drizzle, and snow are possible today. Highs statewide in the mid-30s, 2 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday.